Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss consumer culture. So what is consumer culture? See, as the name suggests, consumer culture is centered on consumerism or buying or selling of goods and services. So it is a kind of social arrangement and a form of material culture that creates a relationship between the consumer and the goods or services they use. Okay? And consumer culture is a culture where social status, values and activities are centered on the purchase and consumption of goods and services. So this can be a good definition and a good starting point to understanding what is consumer culture. So in consumer culture, a large part of what you actually do, what you value and how you are defined as a person in society revolves around the buying and consuming of things. And consumer culture is something which emerged in the 20th century and the 21st centuries. And it was heavily influenced by the growth of mass media, consumerism, the habit of consumerism or the practice of consumerism, then rapid urbanization which took place, and then also globalization, because ultimately consumerism is something which started initially in the West, especially in the United States and Europe, and then it has spread to other places where urbanization, industrialization took place. After that, you should know that consumer culture has different impacts and meanings in different countries. Okay? Some of the aspects of consumer culture are, first, consumer culture reflects the changing lifestyle, tastes and values of people or aspirations of people who visit shops or malls and ultimately purchase. So from the point of view of cultural studies, you should be aware of the meaning that is associated with consumer culture and the impact that consumer culture has on the behavior of consumers. So keep in mind two things. First, that it is ultimately the consumer who buys and purchases, and ultimately that leads to a kind of consumer culture. But consumer culture also subsequently affects the behavior of future buyers in a certain way, because consumer culture or consumerism has also attached to it some symbolic meaning. Consumer culture does indicate social status, does indicate the values that people follow. So along with being a style statement, it is an indicator of social status, a kind of status symbol. But on the flip side, or on the negative side, consumer culture also faces a lot of challenges or criticisms. For example, consumer culture is criticized for promoting materialism, consumerism, wastefulness among the people. Okay? After that, you should know that many social scientists such as Arthur Berger, after that Aaron Wildavsky, then Mary Douglas, these social scientists have suggested that there are four political and consumer cultures possible in a democratic society. Okay? In a democratic society, what are these four type of cultures, consumer cultures? First is called the elitist or the hierarchical. Pehla. Second, individualist. Okay? Third, egalitarian. And fourth, fatalist. F-A-T-A-L-I-S-T. Fatalist. Fatalist ka matlab kya hota hai? Fatalist just means that somebody who believes that everything is predestined. No matter how much he or she tries to change things, nothing will change. So from an exam point of view, just understand what is the meaning of consumer culture. Okay? Because ultimately, we are studying consumer culture from the point of view of cultural studies. So what is the meaning that is associated with consumer culture? Be it of social status, style statement, promotion of certain habits of consumption, consumerism. Okay?